the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends. Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon, folks. This is an early edition of the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Too early.
Yeah, some people aren't used to being up this early out of bed and haven't gotten any hangovers yet. And you know, it should be a festive day, being it is Super Bowl Sunday.
But not festive for me. Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead.
Why'd you have to jump the gun?
Because shit's
you're jumping the gun. I was leading into that. Fine. You want to do the show? You do the show.
Fuck, man. Sorry.
Fine. I'm done. I'm hanging up. You handle this show because I can't take it anymore. You just been trying to push me out all year long. And I can't. No, it's sad though to hear about Philip Seymour Hoffman passing away. It's such a tragic death. Found dead in his apartment.
I just want to get this out of the way because I do want to have a fun show here on Super Bowl Sunday. But yeah, speaking as a huge film buff, and man, he was never terrible. He always gave great performances. I do not have a single bad Philip Seymour Hoffman performance to say. He's always great.
Well, I have a theory behind that. It's just a personal theory.
Uh-huh.
Like, Phil Seymour Hoffman, he's not the most good-looking guy in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And I think he knew that, and so he worked on his craft. Because to be where he was at in his career, he had to bring his A-game, like,
yeah,
all the time.
No, that's true. But it's sad. My thoughts go out to his family because, damn, he was an incredible talent. But we shouldn't let that bring down.
I saw one report that he found with a needle on his arm. I don't know if that's true or not.
Again, we're not going to speculate on that. That's not
supposed to be from heroin. When I first heard he died, you know, when people die around my age, it worries me, because when I don't know why they passed away and I just know that they're close to my age, that makes me worry, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the first movie I remember seeing him in was Boogie Nights.
Oh, same here.
And I didn't, you know,
I just watched Boogie Nights.
Like, I remember when I watched it, right? And then, like, going for, I thought that was Jack Black in that role, and then I go back and I see it again and I realize it wasn't him, it was Phil Seymour Hoffman, because you always know him playing like a bad guy, Mission Impossible, and he was the bad guy in that.
Yeah, again, I just rewatched Boogie Nights like days ago, and man. But again, we should carry on and let people know that the What Are You Reading comic book show is live, and you can actually join us. There are several ways you could you know, get in on the fun. You could call us. That's number 215-253-4516. You can also reach us on Skype by adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. Or, if you just like type and wave at your keyboard, we have the Listen Live chat room on rantemradio.com.
Yes, yes, we were live at today, folks. And we're on early because
The Super Bowl.
It is Super Bowl Sunday, and nobody would listen to us at 6 o'clock on a Sunday. Plus, we cuss Rant EM Radio is doing pre- and post-game Super Bowl coverage.
Oh, yes. This fine site's going to give you... You know, who wants to watch 5 hours of pre-game coverage on Fox? You could have, like, condensed and even more entertaining pre-game coverage here on Rant.
Yes, I will be the running back to William Morgan's quarterbacking of the pre-game. Starting at 5 p.m., folks, we'll be on Football Hour giving our unexpert analysis on the big game. And I'm going to be bitching a lot because my team's not in it. So screw these other teams.
And whoa. Are you...
I'm a sore loser. I've said it.
Hey, am I upset the Packers aren't
Who
in it?
Who gives a damn about the Packers? They got enough championships.
Oh, screw you. Packers are awesome.
You know, Green Bay could just freeze the hell over for all I care.
A lot of people can say the same about Philadelphia.
Well, listen, Philadelphia ain't a contender, so now. I don't root for the Beagles. Hey, nobody's in the chat room.
Wait, you're not an Eagles fan? Then who do you root for?
The mighty Patriots. That's who I root for. I've
been
rooting for
okay.
since I was 10. Going back to Steve Grogan.
Oh, okay. You're going to complain about the Packers having too many championships. You son of a bitch.
Can't have too many championships in New England. Okay. See, you know what? We hit to comic books, not football.
Yeah, who wants to hear us talk about that? Because
I could tell you about the lean years I went through, but... How was your week?
My week was good. I read plenty of good comics. I wrote a lot. I'm reading this book at the moment called The Disaster Artist about the making of that infamous movie, The Room.
The Room?
Yes, the great film written, directed, produced, and starring Tommy Wiseau.
Okay. And so you did a lot of writing. So where can people see all this fine writing that you think you've been doing?
Oh, you can check out some of my writings at starmancinema.wordpress.com at the moment. And also, I am building my own website at the moment for the reasons of getting noticed for production houses. Like, hey, I could direct, I could edit, I could even help you produce your content.
I told you what kind of filmmaking you should do. You just don't want to listen to me. Okay, it's lucrative.
Look, I will do porno once I get a good enough camera.
You know, it's cheap. You just pay a couple actors to do what they gotta do.
But I don't have money. What do I pay them with? Condoms?
You know, you pay them a couple $100 for a scene.
I ain't got that type of money.
Oh, okay. Well, take out a bank loan.
Yes, I would like a loan to pay people to have sex.
Well,
that'll work.
My week's been okay. Yeah.
But hey, you know who could definitely pay people to have sex? Lex Luthor, which is...
No. No, we're not getting to that yet.
Oh, really? No. You ruined my transition.
No. See, you're giving them the money shot too early. Just let me quarterback this thing, okay? Because I haven't told you about my week and, you know...
Okay, Peyton Manning.
Now you want to get fired. All right. I saw the Lego movie.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And I got a review recorded, so we'll be getting
How
that out
it?
Soon. You got to listen to the review.
But what about those who don't listen, don't know where to
Well,
find
that's
it?
Their problem. They should listen to my unnecessary movie reviews, okay?
No, they should. They are good reviews. They are very good reviews.
I keeps it real. Anyway, news, as far as starting off with news, I want to talk about Clark Gregg. He's not too happy with the people that have abandoned
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He thinks y'all losers for giving up too soon. What do you think? Good way to keep fans, or?
I don't think Clark Gregg should have said that, personally. I mean, he's entitled to say what he wants to say. He, obviously, I'm not going to take that away from him, but you're talking about people, but you're on a TV show. You want people to watch your TV show, because that's how you can make a living, and you shouldn't really be saying stuff like that if you want people to keep.
I think people have watching. Given up too soon. I mean, because we've all, see, the problem is we all hyped ourselves into thinking this was going to be the greatest show ever produced on television. And it's not. And it's not terrible. And some people rate it as a show that's like 10 years behind or whatever. And I think they'll get their legs eventually. So, but if you just say, oh, stinks, hell of it, then yeah.
I mean, this show has gotten better. But again, I also think he should be saying this about the fans of the people, you know, that are watching his show. Honestly, it's easy way to alienate them and get them to not really enjoy your product.
Nobody wants my review of Alien Legion, which I have not been able to look at. See. I need a way of contacting you, nobody, outside of this show. So we can discuss this. I can see how I can go about that for you. Okay?
Okay. So,
you know, we friends on Facebook, send me a message, you know? And we'll do something. Anyway, back to the news.
It's the news.
So there's been casting news about The Thing.
The first
one was about
Josh Gad
being considered for the role. If you don't know who he is, he's like this big, goofy, nerdy type of guy you see in the background of a lot of the TV shows. They tried to give him a starring role on a TV show on NBC.
Oh, that he created.
He was like the son of a president.
Yeah, Josh Gad, yeah. Who is known for, well, who he did co-create 60 Hour Pin as well. But he's also famous for recently being one of the original two leads on the Book of Mormon Broadway play and Olaf, the voice of the Talking Snowman from Disney's excellent movie, Frozen.
And I think he has. I think it could be a good role for him, but I don't think people would take him seriously as Ben Grimm, and I don't know if that would work. And you know, his voice may not fit well. But the other actors that are supposedly being considered,
yes.
Okay, now hold on to yourself because now you're going to explode. Okay, Jake Johnson, you know who
from
he is?
New Girl.
Okay. Terry Crews.
Yay.
You know, he definitely has a size for it, but I doubt they would go with him and Michael B. Jordan.
But people love Terry Crews.
Right.
Terry Crews is amazing.
Dean Norris, who are, you know, Breaking Bad.
A$AP Schrader.
Right. And the guy who Dean Norris is copying, Michael Chiklis, who, of course, played The Thing already. It wouldn't be bad playing him again.
No, I would love Michael. I loved Michael Chiklis as Ben Grimm.
Okay. Hopefully, whatever they do with Ben Grimm, they do a more CGI and not the rubber suit. And then I know that the one year you would have an orgasm over.
Oh, don't be so quick to judge. I may not.
Nick Offerman.
Oh yeah. Okay. Give Nick Offerman everything. Honestly, Nick Offerman in this role, I think I would kind of like it. I'm not entirely sure.
From Axe Cop and Parks Ron and Swanson is from Parks and Rec.
AKA the Ultimate American.
Yeah, the Ultimate American Meat Eater.
Yeah. What's so wrong with that?
I like meat, but...
But Ron Swanson.
I got a problem with Ron Swanson because there was an episode where he wouldn't eat a banana. And I'm like, what's wrong with eating a banana? That's just golden fruit.
It didn't come from an animal carcass. That's a simple reason. But honestly, out of all these, obviously Jake Johnson is the one that perplexes me mostly. I love Jake Johnson in his supporting roles, and I especially love him on New Girl at the moment. But him as Ben Grimm, I'm just not sure.
He would be the smallest of the of all the people being considered, correct?
Yeah, he would be, but.
Now, here's what I find strange, right? Yeah. Other than the first guy we mentioned, everybody else would be a lot older than the people they're considering to play the other roles of Reed and Sue and Johnny. And that's where it may not mesh well. I mean, like, especially like Michael Chiklis, like, you know, him and Reed, they should be around the same age, because their whole thing was...
They're best friends.
They went to college together, and it was a thing where Ben kept the bullies off Reed's back, and Reed helped Ben get through college. And
yeah, again, that's the one that strikes out to me. As qualified as the other actors are, Jake Johnson, I think, might be able to pull something off of it. But again, at the moment, I'm just like...
Well, he would be the only one that would fit close to age-wise as the other names being
considered. Oh, no, he would. He honestly would.
Like Miles Teller and Michael B. Jordan and stuff like that. So
honestly, it kind of seems more like if they were seriously casting, that he seems more a bit like Reed Richards, to be honest.
Who?
Jake Johnson.
Maybe. Yeah, hopefully they'll make a movie that I like and everybody else likes. And
well, yeah, I mean, again, the first Fantastic Four movie's passable. It's certainly not great. Rise of Silver Surfer. Good,
bite your tongue. Don't say it.
I won't say it.
Be quiet.
I won't say it. It helps keeping my job.
Tired of you people putting down my movie like that.
You should have got a better director.
All right. So what's the next news story that's not the big news story that you want to talk about, Jordan?
Another bit of news story coming out is about another Marvel movie, Captain America the Winter Soldier. The first look at Batroc the Leper has come out. A picture showing a fight scene between Batroc and Cap has hit the surface, and honestly, I like the way Batroc looks. You know, even though it doesn't have the hipster stash, that would have been fun to see on screen.
Yeah, that's not going to be... he's not going to be a major character. He's probably just going to be somebody going to get beat up real quick, you know?
Well, I like Batroc. I seriously enjoy Batroc. Who here is being played by former UFC welterweight champion Georges St. Pierre? So they got an actual Frenchman. That's good.
Yeah. You know about Thor 3? It's already set in motion.
Well, of course.
Got, Kyle and Christopher Yost is going to write Thor 3. Now, Marvel, which they do write, unlike so far with DC's. And it's not really DC's fault. See, Marvel gets their creators to help write scripts, where it seems like Warner Brothers doesn't go to DC at all to ask them how to do a character. I think they don't care. They just have these properties. They're just movies. They're just putting them out. Yeah. They're supposed to be changing that. But even when you hear news about Batman versus Superman, you really still don't get the feeling that DC and their creators have anything to do with what's going on?
Yeah, some of the comics, if you read them over at DC, feel more like editorial. There are a few books at DC that I'm still enjoying that honestly feel like it is the writers. Like the recent All-Star number 27. I really enjoyed that issue. And it felt like this was strict. It did feel like the regular writing I've come to know of Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray. just DC needs to let DC editorial needs to stay out of the writer's room. They need to let their writers write.
Well, I mean, they need to have more of a handle on what's going on here. I mean,
they do.
I suppose they're supposed to have been making it so that would happen, but it just seemed like outside of Jeff Johns, whoever's currently writing on a certain book, when that movie's coming out, you don't seem to realize they have any input.
Of course. But, yeah, Greg Kyle, Christopher Yost, pretty good choices. And speaking of third movie, Marvel has brought back Winter Soldier directors Anthony and Joe Russo to direct the direct the next chapter in Captain America's cinematic story.
And we should be getting a nice little trailer during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we should.
From what I've seen so far, this looks like this is going to be one of those political thrillers that's just going to be a crowd pleaser.
For the most part, Winter Soldier, the story in the comics, was a political thriller, and a spy thriller, and that is what made me... That's a huge reason why I loved it so much.
And, there's been words of who are some of the bad guys in this movie, and we're about a couple of months away from Captain America Winter Soldier.
That'll
be in April.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Now, how big of a Conan fan are you?
I like Conan. I like Conan. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but there are Conan stories I enjoy. Like, I like the movies, and of course I like some of the Richard Corman stuff. Richard Kirk.
Well, they're supposed to be doing another Conan movie, The Legend of Conan, with Arnold back in the role. And they're saying this is going to be the Unforgiven for Conan movies.
Those are some bold words.
Now, it's sad that Arnold never did a follow-up Conan movie after the second one that most people had mixed feelings about. I mean, the first one, it came out and people enjoyed it. That second one, they didn't enjoy as much, and they just seemed to, move away from it at that point instead of giving it another shot. Because I thought they was going to actually finally get around to the King Conan storyline, but they never did. And I don't know if he's going to be this is going to deal with him being king in this particular movie coming out. I didn't know they was going to do a movie. Now, they was originally aiming for a 2014 premiere, but they're not going to be able to make that, so... And I don't think 2015 would be a good idea either, because that's already super packed.
Oh, that's so goddamn stuffed.
And it'd be a shame that a Conan movie would come out, and it may be good, but it may bomb because it's just too many movies out there. I don't know. You think they should let Sleeping Dogs Lie, or you think they should make a... Because poor Arnold, since he's lost his job as governor, his movies hasn't been doing all that great.
Last Stand was...
No, I mean, The Last Stand I liked. It didn't do well, but
it was okay.
For being a old man and everything, and what they did, I enjoyed the movie. I guess you don't feel that way.
I mean, I like the Coen movies. I'm mixed. I'm like, this could be interesting, but I wasn't that big a fan of the recent Conan remake.
Oh yeah, that was garbage.
I wouldn't say garbage.
No, it was garbage, man. It was. I wanted to enjoy that movie, but there was no soul to that movie, no heart at all. It was just I don't know if it had to do with the actor or a combination of things. I just don't know. We got more people in the chat room. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, everyone. Nobody. TWCIS 999. Wait, be positive. Don't say nine. Say the German equivalent of yes.
Now, preview of Son of Batman came online today. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And so that's coming out in May. We got to wait till May for Son of Batman.
And that sucks, because after hearing a little bit more about the voice cast and that Mr. Joe R. Lansdale himself wrote the screenplay, oh, man, I'm so ready for this movie.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be new details come out for the NBC Constantine TV show.
You still hopeful about that?
Yeah, if they do it right, I mean...
Even though they've done Hannibal, which, oh my god, I'm so excited for season two. I'm not sure. I'm still amazed how they're getting away with Hannibal on there. But Constantine, I'm not sure you could do for something like
that. Well, it's going to be a bit toned down. But it's being written by David S. Goyer and Daniel Cerone. Now, has David S. Goyer ever written a comic book?
Let me look that up. I believe... Well, we all know he's a comic book fan, but I'm not sure if he's written a comic book himself. Alright. Internet. Do your job. No.
Yet he gets all the scripts. I mean, he started off, he wrote Blade.
Wait! Apparently, yes, he has written comic books.
Ongoing or just a special book here and there?
I'm looking that up. Hold on. Keep talking. We don't want that air.
Well, I don't know who they got gonna play him. They had a movie with Keanu Reeves, which some people didn't care for because he didn't have the British accent. I liked the movie. I thought the movie was entertaining enough. And nobody listens to me anyway.
I listen to you.
Like I said, nobody listens to me anyway. But that's a joke on you, nobody. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I like Grimm. I haven't watched Dracula. Anybody? Have you watched
Dracula? Dracula was interesting.
Is it a new take, or he's just going around finding people to bite every week?
It's actually a setup show. He's trying to take down the dragons. I'll be honest, I kind of fell off. I'm behind. I haven't even seen the recent finale. Mm-hmm. But it's not what you think. Dracula is very proactive, and I have found the comics written by David S. Goyer. He wrote Action Comics. He actually wrote one of the stories in Action Comics number 900. He wrote JLA, JLS, Secret Files and Origins number 1, JLS All-Stars number 1 through 6, and number 8, Justice Society Returns, JSA Prince of Darkness, JLA, JLS, Virtue and Vice, JLS, Savage. Okay, he's mostly written the Justice Society. But he also wrote 9/11, the world's finest comic book. Writers and artists tell stories to remember. He wrote
Just wrote stories here and there, right?
Well, yeah.
Then he okay, never mind.
But mostly he has done a lot of work with James Robinson in the Justice Society of America, and he even wrote two arcs on Starman in 1998 and 1999.
Okay, we got to call us, Jordan.
Oh, who do we got?
The jobless Steve Arone, because he doesn't work for this show no more. Steve-O!
Hey, Sofa, why are you guys doing this early?
Do you know what the day is?
Oh.
Do you not pay attention?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, it's today. So who's...
Yeah.
Is it who and who again?
It ain't the Packers, so I don't care.
It's London versus Manchester U.
Okay.
No.
Is it the Broncos versus someone else?
It's the Seattle Seahawks versus the Denver Broncos.
It's the Buccos versus the Chicken Hawks in the Weed Bowl.
So are you guys looking forward to the commercials?
Yes, I will be studying the commercials with in-depth analysis.
So who are you guys talking about? Goya?
Yeah, we're talking about Goya.
Yeah, man, that guy's been... He even writes for video games now.
But I'm saying he's not a comic book writer, like, all the time.
Not all the time. He is predominantly a screenwriter.
He has experience in writing one.
Yeah, I just went over all the comics he's written.
Okay, let's get to the main news here on Rant EM Radio. The What Are You Reading comic book show on Super Bowl Sunday. And of course, like I said, stick around because we are doing Super Bowl coverage starting at 5 p.m. And of course, you can stay around the chat room to comment on the big game and, you know.
If you want to join us right now, the number is 215-253-4516. Skype us at SilverSurfer_forever. And, of course, the Listen Live chat room,
If you want somebody to talk to during the game, you know, you can maybe call that number during the game, and I may pick up, and we can discuss the football game as it's happening. Not on the air, but, you know. But anyway, let's get to this news, this casting news about...
More casting news of Batman.
Let me do this. I know you have a lot to say, so let me say something, okay? All right, so the word came out that two characters have been cast for Superman versus Batman, or Man of Steel 2, or Backdoor Justice League, however you want to refer to it. First, Alfred Pennyworth has been cast. He is Batman's loyal, faithful butler / father figure. Jeremy Irons has been cast to play Alfred. And the more controversial decision.
Yeah, what casting is it going to be?
You know, you can't have a Superman without having a Lex Luthor. And when you think of Lex Luthor, you know, people have a certain quality in mind. Whether it's the Golden Age, Silver Age Lex Luthor, or the modern take, or the Lex Luthor we've gotten from the movies. But DC has decided to cast Jesse Eisenberg in the role of Lex Luthor. Okay. I will go last for what I have to say. So...
Okay. Well, first... Holy shit, the internet really blew up at this again, much like Ben Affleck and Gail Gadot. It seems like almost every casting news is not going to please everyone. Even though, honestly, I'm going to say this is my opinion, everyone needs to calm the hell down. And wait until the movie comes out. Wait until the movie comes out and see if they truly are the worst thing to happen to these characters. Now, as for my opinion on the casting of Jesse Eisenberg, I'm going to say what I speak about Jeremy Irons first. Great choice. Jeremy Irons is a fantastic actor. He's an amazing, accomplished actor with many great works, and I am glad to see him in this role. Now, as for Eisenberg, people need to understand, this is not the version you're going to... To some people, this is not going to be what you want. And that this is a new version. A new take on Lex Luthor. I am interested in what Jesse Eisenberg is going to do. Because he's kind of played a Lex Luthor type role. You know, like smart, conniving businessman, figuring he's better than everyone. With Now You See Me and arguably, you know, the social network. I believe he can do a good job. There's a good chance he could suck as well. But I'm willing to wait until the movie comes out in 2016. People, we have 2 years before we see almost any footage of him at all. Well, yeah, 1 year, because I'm pretty sure the trailer's going to come out like late 2015. But look, again, just please calm the hell down. And just remember, this is not going to be Smallville. It's going to be the Richard Donner films or Superman Returns. This is going to be a different type of Lex. Could be different. Again, we don't know the take they exactly want to do until we see the entire film or hear interviews and word from Warner Bros. And such. So, I'm very interested. I think it could be a brilliant move, or it could be something that doesn't work at all. That's just my opinion.
Steve, you got 2 cents you want to pay?
Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor? No, I don't see it. Okay. Doesn't fit the part.
Anything else you gotta say? Give an opinion, man. I don't see it. Why don't you see it?
How old is he?
Oh my god! Forget all that. Just give your opinion.
He doesn't look the part. He may, you know, he has the acting qualities to play Lex Luthor, but he doesn't look the part.
Okay, now when you think of when you think of Lex Luthor, what do you think of?
A bold, conniving, scheming.
Okay, he can do all that, but you just said you mentioned looks. So, what do you think of in the looks department?
Bald.
Okay.
He's bald and pretty much built. But Jesse Eisenberg's more like a skinny white dude.
He's wiry. Hey! Do not discriminate against my people, damn it! I find that highly offensive. Nah, really not. Still, don't be hating on my people.
So that's all you have to say?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I really don't care. I just have to wait till the finished product is coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I haven't put much thought behind it. Not because I don't want to, but I think it's best that I don't. Because, okay, this casting could be for many reasons. One, I don't think it has to do with the characters. It could be anything contractual. Somebody don't know a damn thing about comic books and like him or whatever. They owe him a favor. Anything. I'm not going to say he can't pull it off, because he's a good enough actor that he could pull it off. If anything, my one problem would be I may not be able to get past his voice in that role, because if he pulls off playing Lex Luthor to everybody's liking, okay, this would shoot this man's career so high into the atmosphere. I mean, when you can play a comic book character and you can pull it off where people believe you in that role, it shoots you off to a new level, okay, of stardom. And this may be what he needs in his career. Not that, you know, some people, they think he's just another Michael Cera. I think he's a better actor than that.
Yeah, he's much better.
Agreed.
Of course,
I know, I like him, but
if they cast Michael Cera as the Joker, then I'm going to have to jump off this train. And I know you've seen the picture where they got him as the Joker and
Jonah Hill as the Penguin.
Penguin, yes.
That would be, I'm not going to lie, I kind of want to see that movie. I kind of want to see that.
That would make a good Funny or Die sketch, to be honest. But, that's the only thing. I may not be able to get past his voice, because he does not have a commanding voice that I expect from Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor, when he walks in the room, he feels he has the world by the balls. He owns the universe. And the only person that makes him don't feel that way is being in the room next to Superman, which is why he can't stand him.
Yeah, because Lex Luthor is a man who wants to make humanity better, but he sees Superman, and it's like, no, you're cheating. I want to make humanity better by being
Thinks he wants to make humanity better. He wants to make himself better. He is the ultimate definition of a one percenter who could care less about the masses, okay? As long as he's on top and feels that him being on top is going to make everybody else better. Now, you know, yeah, he could play a businessman. He'll be on the young, especially with the fact that Superman would be in his 30s, right?
Yeah.
If Batman would be in his 40s, and Jesse Eisenberg, I don't know how old he is. I think he's a lot older than he looks, but he's still going to look like he's going to be in his young 20s. And that may throw people off, too. Oh, hold on. Did I miss a call?
I hope not. We can't alienate our fan base.
William Morgan's in the chat room, so he could
call. Hello, William Morgan.
We'll see. Like I said, I'm going to keep on mind. This could be the second greatest movie of all time. Most likely it'll be the third greatest movie of all time. Because we know that the Avengers right now is the greatest movie of all time. And Avengers 2 will either be the greatest when it comes out or it'll be the second greatest. So, just has a chance of being maybe the third, fourth greatest. I mean, you know, maybe it'll still be below Dark Knight. And yes, my opinion is the only opinion that matters when it comes to ranking these movies.
But what about Goodfellas?
That's not a comic book movie.
I'm screwing with you. But honestly, again, I'll go see the movie because I'm a fan of these characters. I'm a fan of the property of the world these characters are from. And I want to, you know, for the show, I want to help people tell them if it's good or not. I want to, you know, help them decide. But, you know, ultimately it's up to them. But, you know, whatever.
So, Steve, have you seen Justice League War yet?
Yes, I have seen it.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was pretty good. I really like it a lot. It's not as good as Flashpoint, but it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, DC, again, has taken two stories I really haven't liked or cared for in any way. And they've made solid animated films out of them.
It's amazing. No, the only grab I have is, man, they're always putting Aquaman in the shaft.
Yeah, I said that too. It's like they left out Aquaman. And, you know, it doesn't help with his image that everybody thinks he's a joke of a character, and he's really not.
See, again, I hate that Super Friends cartoon for that.
No, at least they indicate that if you watch the after the credits, they indicate there might be a crossover with Justice League.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're definitely going to make Front of Atlantis, which I haven't read. I should get a copy of that soon. Front of Atlantis is going to be the film that follows up War.
So I can't wait for that. So I think the next one is Batman.
Yes, Son of Batman. Coming out in May.
I'm Son of Batman.
Can't wait.
And of course, if you can't wait for that, you can see Batman next week in the Lego movie.
Lego movie.
Along with Superman and Wonder Woman. So that may.
Green Lantern. He's in it.
Green Lantern, too. And so, that'll be a Justice League movie that you get to see.
Can you answer me this one thing about the Lego movie?
Maybe. Go ahead.
Okay. Does Jonah Hill play Green Lantern, voice Green Lantern, like his character from Wolf of Wall Street?
I can't answer the question.
Damn it!
I missed a portion of it, and I missed the portion he was in it. So, sorry.
God damn. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Man, Lego, they have so many animated stuff for Legos.
Yeah, you have straight to DVD and stuff would be on TV. But this is a feature film by Warner Brothers. I got my review up. And I will post it online so people can listen to it. And we are almost near the end. So, you read some nice books this week, Jordan? You want to talk about
I have read some fun books. I've read two new number ones from Dark Horse. Furious, number one. Yet another book with the narrative.
Now, how can you afford all these comic books?
Yes. Furious is another comic book about with the narrative set of the first real superhero in the real world. It's nothing new. Those type of books have existed. But what Furious does here has something to say about media and celebrity, along with its narrative, which is set up very nicely and by Glass and done with art by Brian J.L. Glass, the writer, and art done wonderfully by Victor Santos. It's very pleasing to look at. I really recommend it. But the two other comics I really want to recommend are Serenity, Leaves on the Wind, number one.
I almost forgot to pick up that book, and I had to put it on hold. It's still at the store. I haven't brought it home, but I almost let the week go by. It would have sold out on me. I wouldn't have had a copy.
Well, do go pick it up, because for brown coats all around, this is the follow-up comic to the fantastic movie of the same name, based on the amazing Firefly television series that will help, that you've been waiting for. It's very much fun. But my comic of the week is Saga number 18. A lot of plot points that have been building up by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples are wrapped up, as this is the last issue of the upcoming release of the third trade collection of Saga. But it is a lot of fun. There is some closure, but there are still some lingering plot threads that allow the book to go on. And, oh my god, why am I even still talking about Saga? Because Saga is one of the best comics that's ever been made, period. I absolutely love this book. Also, the cover has Lion Cat. Lion Cat's awesome.
I wish I had a Lion Cat.
I wish I had a Lion Cat, too. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, because I would love to have a cat to tell people when people are lying. Seriously, man. To make some money off of that.
Are you going to enslave some cats?
Oh, so what there's been stuff out about the turtle movies.
Turtle?
Ninja Turtle movies, you know, designs and toys and pictures. And what do you think so far of what you've seen of the design of these turtles? Do you think they look badass or...
They're pretty good.
It's all right. Which one is the purple one? What's his name? Donatello, not Donatello.
Is that Leonardo?
Leonardo is the blue one. Raphael is the red one.
Michelangelo.
I think it's Michelangelo. He wears glasses. That's the only thing I didn't like about that.
Well, yeah, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. It was alright, but I didn't like the Shredder concept. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
Looks something out of the Power Rangers.
Well, I try not to judge beforehand, but I don't have high hopes of what Michael Bay is going to produce. But if I'm wrong, then I'll admit to it, and I'll be happy that I'm wrong. But first of all, I don't think this movie is going to be about the turtles. It's going to focus more on the humans in the movie, which is a mistake, which is a mistake with the Transformer movies. It's always focusing on the human and not on the Transformers.
Look, as long as the humans are, here's what you do for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Okay, take all the humans from the Ninja Turtles out, replace them with the characters from Pain and Gain. Boom, I instantly love it.
Like it's gonna be more about April O'Neil than about the four turtles.
Well, April O'Neil's a good character,
but it's not called April O'Neil. It's called
I agree. Although, look, I'm willing to give this movie a shot. Look, guys, Bay is only producing. The only thing that would be worse if he was actually directing it.
Yeah, but I think even with him producing it, he'll have some kind of influence.
No, he's going to having produced a film, producers have influence. Producers have influence on a film. The problem is you've got... See, look, for me, having produced films, you have to influence in the right ways. and let the writers and the directors do their job, and you do your job as a producer. Do not get in their way. Let the artists do what they need to do.
Now, is that Vigilante from the...
But this is Michael Bay, so that ain't gonna happen.
What's the Vigilante in that series? Casey Jones?
Yeah, he is not in this movie.
Okay. I thought he does show up in the movie.
Nope. Casey Jones is not in the movie.
Deep mistake.
Well, yeah, because Casey Jones is awesome.
Because him and Raphael, they're a team.
They homies.
Well, you know what? We getting all depressed and everything. We started off with bad news, and now we're talking about bad news, and we need to end on a good news, some positive news, positivity.
The Huntress is coming back to Positron. Arrow.
Yes, they're doing Birds of Prey.
Yes, the Huntress is coming back to Arrow in the episode Birds of Prey set to air sometime in March.
Which means that Sarah will be back again in her Black
Canary. And you know what? Huntress is implemental in turning my opinion around on Arrow, because her two-part episode early on and her returning episode made me really recognize that this show is amazing.
They made it seem like she was going to be part of the permanent cast there for a second, but no, and probably a good thing not.
But she went on to do Dracula.
Although now Rory is part of the Scooby-Doo team. After finally finding out Arrow's identity through necessity, Roy Harper is now part of the Arrow gang. Now, will he become Red Hood or Red Arrow or Arsenal or what?
I hope not,
Arsenal, please. Well, Ollie's not known as Green Arrow, so...
Oh, you're well, right.
Anything but not Arsenal.
Could be Arsenal. Arsenal. Yeah, Arsenal's I think they're going to make asshole. It... I think they're going to make it Arsenal.
Ah, man. If they do, and they have him go all heroin that they did, could they recreate that moment where but instead of Green Arrow, he just kicks him and says, "I am your friend!" That happened,
because
that was amazing.
Bronze Tiger showed up again. Man, oh, yeah. He...
Better use of Bronze Tiger. I'm going to be honest. Better use of Michael J. White and Bronze Tiger in this episode than his debut one.
Yeah, he put his claws into Ollie's shoulder. That was, like, rough. It was a lot of blood on his claws when Ollie pulled away, so... that takes a tough guy to take those kind of claws into the shoulder and fight off the pain like that. Wasn't like a scratch or anything. He was like stabbed. So, and of course, Bronze Tiger is being recruited for the Suicide Squad.
Yep, it's very interesting. Very.
Whether they make a return or not, I don't know. Whether he'll make a return as part of the Suicide Squad, we'll find out.
All we need is Captain Boomerang.
And Nightshade.
That's an interesting question. You think Captain Boomerang will show up on Arrow first or on Flash? Where he
needs to show up more on Flash first.
Well, yeah, that's my answer. That's the only answer, because he is a Flash villain. He's one of the rogues.
Of the Flash, which... I really want to see how the Flash is going to work out on TV. I do. So, Steve, you heard about the bad news about Phil Seymour Hoffman, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
I can't remember now. Did he ever play a comparable character? I know there was talks. People thought he could play Lex Luthor.
No, I don't think so. No.
No what?
No, he didn't play anything.
Now he would have made an 80s Lex Luthor. When they remade Lex Luthor and he was the overweight businessman, that's who Phil Seymour Hoffman would have been great as. Of course, now we got Jesse Eisenberg, and you know he's gonna. I see it now. You know how Luthor takes over, creates Facebook, and through Facebook, everybody signs up for it, and gives him this man their personal information, photos, and he uses that information to conquer the world. Is that how it's gonna happen?
Who knows?
It may happen.
Oh no.
So Mark Zuckerberg, you're evil guy now. I see it now. This Lex.
If you guys wanted to invent LexCorp, you would have invented LexCorp.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Obviously.
So folks, let's do some promoting.
Yes.
Join us here every Sunday at 6 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. Sadly, we're not going to be on the air next week.
What?
It's my birthday.
Hey. So we automatically get a day. Do we get a week off for my birthday if it's on a Sunday?
Is your birthday on a Sunday?
No.
What are you complaining about? I want to have a little fun here. So forgive me, folks, for not coming on next week. I know Dubway's going to yell at me for not coming on next week, but I'm getting older. I got to celebrate somehow. And, you know, it's bad enough I'm spending my birthday alone, crying in the corner.
You know what?
I don't want to be in the air crying in the corner.
You know what? I should fly out there, and you should I'll celebrate your birthday with you.
Okay. Just make it worse. And anyway, of course, join us on Tuesday for the rant featuring Double A. He goes over all the wrestling news and recaps Raw. Of course, William Morgan, who will be quarterbacking the show later on today, he comes on every Saturday night at 11 p.m. for the Wrestling Call-In Show. Plus, check out the other fine programming on the rant. And we're in February. So new programming is coming on the air this month. Sorry, Double A, I gotta get a list of the shows of what's coming on what days so I can put them in the promo too. And at 5 p.m. today, we're doing Super Bowl pregame coverage. Then immediately following after, we'll do some postgame coverage of the Super Bowl. Hopefully, this will be one worth watching, in which. Well, I'll give my who I want to win later, but
I can give it now.
No. Call in later if you want to do that.
Aww.
As long as we don't get no blowouts and no blow-ups, okay? We don't want no terrorist acts going on during the Super Bowl because people will lose
the... Yeah, Seattle, Denver, make it a close game because I'll be honest, Super Bowl blowouts are... boring as shit.
No, they're not boring when your team is in it and they're blowing
up. No, see, that's what I was about to say. If the Packers were beating the absolute shit out of, say, the Steelers in back in 2010 when they were playing, I would have been like, yeah. But we had to rely on Roethlisberger and them not making a fourth down conversion, which thankfully didn't happen. They were Super Bowl champs. Woo!
Ross Hamburger.
He's on his way out. I'll just make a prediction right now. He's got like two seasons left.
I'm on Twitter and somebody retweeted the Batman's tweet that Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been a great Penguin.
He would have. He seriously would have been.
Jordan, what's up with your Skype picture?
My Skype picture? Well, it's just, Kobe Bryant, 50 Cent, Meryl Streep being all gangsta together. What's wrong with that?
I thought it was your mom or something.
No. Okay, now that's a great image of 50 Cent and Kobe hanging out with my mom.
Speaking of women being gangster. Did y'all see the what's her name?
What's her name?
Oh God, blinking.
I will say you can also follow me on Twitter at Joe Loco.
You distracted me, Jordan. Hold on. What is her name? British woman who's played the queen and
Kate Blanchett.
No, she played
Kate Winslet.
She played the older queen. She played the current queen.
She was Helen just Mirren?
Helen Mirren. Did you see the Helen Mirren twerking?
That does not exist.
It does so exist.
Really?
Yes. You think I make this kind of stuff up? No. She was twerking. Hey, I'll get the video for you. I know she's one of your dream women, and she twerked it, you know? Yeah, here we go. Copy shortcut, we'll put this in the chat room for all the people. You guys can look at that. So anyway, folks, we're about done, but yeah, so join us every week for all the fine program on Rant Yam Radio. Don't forget Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They're here on here every week. They just did a live show last week. And, you know, hopefully they'll do more live shows. And last week, of course, we did the Royal Rumble, which one lucky winner will be able to program a round table just before WrestleMania. That's going to be interesting, whatever topic they pick. AA will put that in the roundtable discussion. One day I'll be able to do it. You know, we should get a comic book roundtable going. Right? One day AA going to do a roundtable, and we're going to call in, and we're going to take over. We're going to make a comic book roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Jack Kirby or Bill Simon, who do you prefer?
Why is Jack Kirby referred to as the king?
Because he is the one and only king of comics.
But anyway.
You've seen his art?
Come on. God. Let's not put our cards on the table now.
But Jack Kirby.
I'm just saying, we don't
want
that way to know everything we're doing. So, but be back here at 5 o'clock, folks. All right? Until then. Steve, don't say anything. Once I said what I have to say, that'll be the end of the show. You understand that?
I understand.
Okay, so you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Jordan, tell the people goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, we'll see you soon. Take care. Peace.